Every game is a game of competition for us. I approach every game the same. It's still going to be ones versus ones when we go out there first, second, or third preseason. I don't know anybody that's in the league who's going to go out there and say, man, it's just preseason. I'm going to let this guy score a touchdown. Or I'm going to let this guy do whatever. I'm going to let my quarterback get sacked because it's only preseason. So I don't think anybody in the competitive nature, it doesn't matter preseason when you're out there, it's about that action. And you can say it's preseason, it's less credited. It just doesn't count on our record when people are out there playing still.
Well, that goes hand in hand with so many people focusing, is Teddy playing, is he not playing? Because even though it's preseason, everyone wants to know. I mean, there's the passion there that fans want to know, right?
Yeah, I mean, fans, I guess they want to know, but that's something with our organization. I mean, we want to make sure our quarterback's good to go, and when he's ready to go, we're going to put him out there. Coach Zimmer does a great job. He handles all that stuff, so we'll leave it all up to him and he makes those decisions.
It's nice to finally be in a position where people care that much this early, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you gotta care about each other. I mean, I think Coach Zimmer takes good care of us, so he cares about everybody on our team. And, I mean, glad if somebody is injured, he wants to be taking care of them and get them back out there as quickly as possible.
On Friday, you finally get up to U.S. Bank Stadium for practice.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. It's going to be good to get to go down there, see what the field is like, see how the lighting is and everything. So it's going to be super exciting.
Charles, have you used the sideline tablets, the video tablets that you're allowed to use in the preseason?
We seen them last game. It was pretty good. They got like the video on there and everything. Now, we didn't know that. We just ended up being a player or something and seeing that it started rolling. So it was pretty good. It was good to get the feedback.
If they did it in the preseason or in the regular season, would it help?
Are they not doing it in the regular season?
No, it's just an experiment.
I think it would help. Instead of having to only get like four pitchers, you get to actually see how everything unfolds, what the role in coverage is, and how they're playing this, as opposed to trying to make things up on each pitcher. So I think it could help.
But on the other side, they can see what you're doing.
Yeah, they can also see our concepts. But, I mean, concepts are concepts. This National Football League, they call it a copycat league. Everybody runs the same concepts to an extent. And, if you've seen it once, you've probably seen it a million times. So you still got to defend it.
Would it favor one side of the ball over the other if they were going to do it? A defense, band, band, or offense?
I don't really know. I don't really think about it.
Charles, how important is it maybe this game for the offense, kind of get continuity going? They say the third preseason game is like a dress rehearsal. You got Teddy back, you got Fusco back, so how's it important to get some things going on?
I think every game is important. I just mentioned that a little bit ago. Every game is important for us offensively and defensively. I mean, you got to go out there, when we're out there, you got to set a tempo. You got to be at a tempo that people are unwilling and unable to match. You know, go out there and execute at a high level. So when you're out there, I think everybody's out there trying to get you out there.
I know you're not showing anything in the preseason, but do you think overall, since training camp started, the offense has made pretty good strides overall?
Yeah, man, I think we're coming along well. We got some guys that continue to work hard, guys who've really got a mindset to go out there and get things done right. And we just got to keep chipping away. Keep going to things, little things right, and I think we can be great.
Charles, you probably answered this already before you over. How did Teddy look to you today?
Oh, he's typical Teddy. Coming out here making his plays. It's good to have him back out here throwing to us. It was a little bit different catching from the other guys. I was mentioning to the guys, it's a little bit different. Once you've been going with one guy for so long, catching from the other guys is a little bit different. But good to get him back out here with the guys. I know he enjoys it, and we're happy to have him.
How's it different for us?
Yeah, just how the ball comes out, everything. I mean, you gotta be catching with them to understand. You gotta be out there catching. I've been catching with them for 3 years now, and it's kind of different when you see it coming from another guy. Teddy throws a great touch. He understands the defense very well, so he's able to throw with anticipation a lot. So he's not over there trying to force stuff too many times. So he throws a great touch, and if he has to, he can draw back and throw that thing hard too.
What about the mentality in the middle? I know it's only preseason, but when he's not there, it's a whole different thing too, right?
Yeah, he's our leader. We look to him as our leader, but we know that in this league, people do have injuries. People are not going to be out there sometimes. So we have guys on our offensive side, defensive side that have to step up and maintain that leadership role. And I think it's a league where it's next man up mentality. And I think for quarterbacks coming in behind Teddy, they got to have that mindset as well. And just when you get your opportunity, we go out there and shine and out there and just make plays, and we just got to have that mentality to be, he's our leader, we want him to be in there, but things do happen in this league, and we just got to keep pushing forward.
A couple more for Charles.
You know, Madden 17 came out, who's the most likely to be running out and grab with the check of the
I don't even know. I know a couple guys already got the game. They've been playing it all week for the past week or something, but they said it's pretty cool.
Nobody's complaining about the numbers yet?
Nah, I haven't heard anybody.
Charles, does the mentality of the team change after the cuts next week? You know, I know a vet kind of knows what's coming. They pretty much know where they stand. Does the whole team kind of take like a step up? Does it become more intense? How does it change?
I mean, everybody knows it's coming. It's going to happen. That's part of this league. There's people coming in and out every day. And just got to come out here and set a standard for yourself and come out here and just go out here and go to work. You can't really worry about when cuts are, if it's going to be you, what's going to happen. You just got to come out here and put in work. Game days, go out there, do your best, compete at a high level. And God has a plan for us all. So, I mean, if whatever happens, happens. You just got to go and take that and accept it and keep pushing forward.